How is it possible that one company, NVIDIA, has already reserved 60% of the entire global supply of a critical component for 2026? It's a component so essential that its scarcity is dictating the pace of the entire AI revolution. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that shapes your business. I'm Susie. This week, we're not talking about the latest AI model. We're going deeper into the physical world of manufacturing to a hidden bottleneck that could define the next 2 years of global competition, advanced semiconductor packaging. With me is our expert analyst, Troy.
Good to be here, Susie. This week is all about the plumbing of the AI era. While headlines focus on software, the real constraint is the hardware. We're seeing a global, multi-billion dollar scramble to build these specialized packages that house these powerful AI chips. The investments being made right now will determine market leadership for the next decade.
Let's start with the core of the problem, Troy. We hear terms like CoWoS and advanced packaging. What is this technology, and why is it suddenly the most critical bottleneck in the world?
Think of it as a miniature, high-tech motherboard for the most powerful chips. CoWoS, which stands for a chip on wafer on substrate, is TSMC's market-leading technology. It allows a company like NVIDIA to place its massive GPU die right next to stacks of high-bandwidth memory, or HBM, on a single silicon base. This proximity is what enables the massive data throughput AI requires. Without it, the chips simply can't perform.
And the bottleneck is that there's just not enough of this CoWoS capacity to go around?
Exactly. TSMC is racing to expand, targeting 120,000 to 140,000 wafers per month by the end of 2026. This should narrow the global supply-demand gap from about 20% today down to 10%. But that capacity is already spoken for. As you mentioned, NVIDIA has reserved roughly 60% of that 2026 output, which equates to between 800,000 and 850,000 CoWoS wafers.
So for a U.S. or European company making AI-enabled hardware, what does this mean? Are they just left with the scraps?
For the next 18 to 24 months, it means extreme supply tightness and higher prices. Advanced packaging prices are rising 2 to 4 times faster than the silicon wafers themselves. European auto manufacturers, industrial tech firms, or U.S. medtech companies wanting to integrate high-end AI will face allocation challenges and long lead times. They are not NVIDIA's first priority.
What's the actionable insight here? What should executives be doing?
They need to engage in frank conversations with their semiconductor suppliers now about their 2026 and 2027 roadmaps. Second sourcing is becoming less of an option and more of a necessity, and they must look beyond TSMC. The entire ecosystem is responding to this choke point.
That's a perfect segue, Troy. The rest of the world isn't standing still. We're seeing massive investment announcements across Asia. What's the landscape there?
The response is swift and substantial. In South Korea, both Samsung and SK Hynix are actively scouting sites in the Honam region for their first domestic advanced packaging fabs, trying to create a new cluster. Samsung's lag in this area has been a significant weakness, and this is their attempt to close the gap.
We're also seeing a lot of activity in Malaysia.
We are. The Austrian firm ATNS is making a landmark investment of up to 2 billion euros in its Kulim, Malaysia facility, backed by long-term deals with AMD. This isn't speculative. It's capacity being built for confirmed demand. On top of that, Malaysia just launched its own national consortium, the MAPC, with a $39.5 million investment to move their domestic industry up the value chain.
What does this mean for Western trading companies and distributors? Should they be looking to these new Asian hubs for supply?
Absolutely. These new facilities in Korea and Malaysia, plus expansions from giants like ASE Technology in Taiwan, are where future capacity will come online. Trading companies should be building relationships with these players now. For sourcing, this diversifies the landscape beyond just TSMC. For distributors, it points to new partnership opportunities, particularly with firms like ATNS, who are becoming critical suppliers to U.S. chip designers like AMD.
So the key takeaway is that the supply map is being redrawn in Asia as we speak.
Precisely. The goal for these companies is to become a credible TSMC alternative for advanced packaging. Western firms that understand this changing geography will have a significant advantage in securing supply over the next few years.
While Asia expands, there's a huge push to bring this capability back to the U.S. and Europe. What are the key developments on that front?
This is arguably the most strategic shift happening right now.
The flagship announcement is the 10-year strategic partnership between TSMC and Amkor Technology in Arizona. Amkor is investing $7 billion to build what aims to be the first high-volume advanced packaging facility in the U.S., right next to TSMC's new fabs.
So this creates a complete end-to-end manufacturing chain on U.S. soil, from raw wafer to finished packaged chip?
That is the goal. It directly addresses supply chain resilience, a major concern for U.S. manufacturers in critical sectors like defense, aerospace, and high-performance computing. This isn't just about one plant. It's about building an ecosystem. We're seeing it on the East Coast, too. Nokia just announced it will boost its advanced semiconductor test and packaging capacity in Allentown, Pennsylvania, by tenfold.
A tenfold increase is significant. What kind of technology are they focused on?
Optical networking technologies. These are the chips that connect AI data centers. By onshoring this capacity, Nokia can better serve the U.S. market for AI infrastructure build-out. This gives U.S. network equipment manufacturers a domestic, high-volume supplier for critical components.
And Intel isn't sitting on the sidelines. They've made a very strategic hire.
They have. They appointed Lee Seok-hee, the former CEO of memory giant SK Hynix, as senior vice president to lead their advanced packaging division. This is a massive signal of intent. They're bringing in one of the world's top experts to accelerate their own technologies like EMIB and Foveros and close the gap with TSMC.
So for European and U.S. executives, what's the actionable move?
Engage with these domestic initiatives. If you are a materials or equipment supplier, the Amkor and Nokia expansions represent major new business opportunities. If you are a manufacturer, this is your chance to build a more resilient, localized supply chain. Start qualifying these U.S.-based facilities for your future products now. The lead times for these kinds of partnerships are long.
Troy, all these investments are focused on current technology, but we know the goalposts are always moving. What comes after CoWoS? I'm hearing a lot about glass.
That's right. The current technology is based on organic materials, specifically something called Ajinomoto Buildup Film, or ABF substrates. As chips get larger, like NVIDIA's Blackwell B200, these organic substrates can physically warp from the heat and stress, hitting a warpage wall. Glass core substrates are the answer.
Why glass? What makes it better?
It has superior dimensional stability, meaning it doesn't warp. It also handles heat better and allows for much finer electrical wiring. TSMC is already collaborating with Innolux and Ibiden on this, and their tests show a 16% reduction in package warpage. Intel is also all in, investing over $1 billion into its glass R&D line in Arizona, targeting high-volume production between 2026 and 2030.
So glass is the future. But what about the ecosystem needed to support it? It can't just be about the substrate itself.
An excellent point. This is a complete paradigm shift. It requires new manufacturing tools that can handle the brittleness of glass. It demands new materials, which is why German chemical giant Henkel is expanding investment in South Korea to develop specialized adhesives and thermal materials for these next-gen packages. And it requires new ways to measure everything.
You're talking about metrology.
Exactly. We're seeing research hubs like Belgium's IMEC partnering with companies like Park Systems to develop the advanced atomic force microscopy needed to inspect these 3D structures at a nano level. For Western trading companies, the shift to glass opens up an entirely new supply chain to engage with, from raw glass providers to specialized metrology equipment and new chemical suppliers like Henkel.
So the actionable advice is to look beyond the chip makers?
Yes, the transition to glass substrates will be a multi-year, multi-billion-dollar process. Executives should be tasking their R&D and supply chain teams to map this emerging ecosystem now. Understanding the key players in materials, metrology, and equipment for glass packaging will be a source of competitive advantage by the end of the decade.
Troy, it's been a dense and fascinating look at the physical heart of the AI boom. Let's distill it down. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, the advanced packaging bottleneck is not a temporary problem. Despite massive global investment, demand led by NVIDIA means supply will remain extremely tight through 2026. U.S. and European firms must plan for continued allocation constraints and higher costs for high-end AI components. Don't expect relief overnight.
Second, the geographic map of the supply chain is shifting.
Correct. While Asia is doubling down with new fabs in Korea and Malaysia, the West is responding aggressively. the TSMC-Amkor partnership in Arizona, and Nokia's expansion in Pennsylvania are creating a viable domestic end-to-end supply chain for the first time. This is a strategic opportunity for Western companies to reduce geopolitical risk and shorten their supply lines.
And finally, the technology itself is about to change.
Yes, the industry is moving from organic substrates to glass to overcome the physical limits of today's packaging. This is a long-term shift, but it starts now. Executives should be directing their teams to evaluate the implications of glass substrates on their product designs and to identify the new ecosystem of suppliers that will emerge around this technology. Waiting until 2028 will be too late.
Powerful insights, Troy. The future isn't just being coded, it's being built, layer by microscopic layer. And securing your place in that physical supply chain is now mission critical. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
Thank you, Susie.
Join us next week for another edition of Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you don't miss it, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susie. Thanks for listening.